Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy. Here we are.
Good morning.
Already in April. Hope everybody survived April 1st, Fool's Day, with all the practical jokes that goes on. And then we're headed into April. My goodness, springtime in Colorado. We'll have both warmer days and a little bit warmer evenings. But interesting enough, and you know, we're taping it at the end of March, and then into April is our two snowiest months.
Oh, interesting.
So we'll get the biggest snowfalls that will come, and they'll always be interesting. Now, we just had one. We had 3 feet at our house Wednesday and Thursday, Friday morning.
How much of that has already melted off now?
So it's down to, you know, just a few inches, you know, so.
Isn't that something?
the roads are always great after a few days, so. It's just handling the snowstorm, which is always fun and interesting. And like you and I talked about last time, that, you know, we had the storm, which changed us, had us change our place, changed your day because we had a taping issue that we couldn't get around. And we were trying, and we, you know, God just said, you need to relax, you know, do it at a
shift
different time.
Gears.
And really what he needed me to do, and Linda, was actually I need you to focus on the retreat because you got a bunch of things you got to go get ready for in a different way. And so it was, you know, like I can't afford for you to wait till later. You got to get going now. And then
and he had a whole other plan for me, which was great.
And that's how when we talk about hearing God's voice, see, it's not that we went and just, you know, read the Bible alone. No, we do abide in the Word, and the Word is life, and the Word is gives you truth and gives you guidance. And but when we're in the middle of our day, stuff happens, and we need direction. Because remember, and we start with things that we've taught from the very, very beginning, and that's abide in the vine, and let the vine dresser be the one who makes the decisions, and we're connected and receive those decisions, and then receive the fruit of those decisions, and it's going to be bountiful. And so, as you and I have learned, is that we don't say, well, we'll give God the really, really, really big ones once in a while. It's we're living our life under the leadership of God all the time. And particularly when we have new things come up, like we had with the snowstorm, it's like, okay, here it is. We didn't even get discouraged about it. It's like, well, okay, here it is. And for you and me, it was, man, we're not getting this taping done. And this lady who you'll hear, and we'll tape her this
That's
week,
a
actually.
Fascinating is, story, yes.
You know, we felt bad that she took the time, you know, to be part of it. But we tried and we started and we couldn't do it. And it kept failing. And God said, yeah, you just need to skip it today. Well, our view of it is, okay. It wasn't, oh my, how awful is this? How terrible is this? I wish we could do it. God, can't you please fix it? You know, he just says, hey, you're done for the day. Go do something else. And when you're walking with God, you learn to say, okay, this is happening. This has happened. You know, what do you have to say about it? And then expect direction, instruction, guidance, and it's going to be unique to you. So it was for Linda and I, it was unique to us, and you wound up with some open time, and you said, okay, Father, what would you have me do? And you could have gone, by the way, and just said, I'm going to go do X, Y, and Z on your own. But you recognize that, well, that's not usual for you to have this free time.
Right.
So, Father,
what do you have to say about this? Yeah.
I'd like you to, you know, talk to this lady. And See, he knows, and I just, you know, it's kind of a simple thing to say, but he knows more than me.
Absolutely.
And the more than me is I'm up to things mm-hmm. that I want to invite you into.
Right, right.
And it's not, you know, it is about us, but it's not all about us. You know, it's...
Right. Well, I mean, in my friend's case, literally, she had been praying and asking God for wisdom on something that he had been speaking to me. And so when, you know, us getting together was an answer to her prayer because that gave her scripture to go into on this and a place to process it with another Christian. So that was very cool.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. And God,
I heard a phrase today that I really like that well, I don't know if I should say like it, but I thought it's very accurate. I had never heard anybody put it this way before. And it said, it basically coined the phrase, the price of prayerlessness. So when you're not praying, the price of not praying, the price of prayerlessness. And it was talking about weariness, discouragement, and doubt.
Sure.
Yeah. Are all part of the price of prayerlessness. And really what we're talking about is the opposite of that. You know, when you're hit with a situation or a circumstance, the leaning on self takes you straight to weary. It's overwhelming. You don't know what to do. How are you going to carry it? What's right. going to happen? Takes you to discouragement. You know, we could have been discouraged in these things that there's a bump in the road. We don't know how to navigate, or doubt, you know, all kinds of different things. Yet when your natural posture is prayer, not even that you're praying in that very moment, but your natural posture is, you know, to pray continually, to be in 24/7 communion with him, that question, oh, Father, what do you have to say about this now? That becomes prayer.
Right.
And that price of prayerlessness is then lost because you step immediately into being yoked and having wisdom and answers and him carrying the burden and navigating you, right?
Right. Yeah, that's beautiful. And it's really true. Well, as we continue, we talked last time about processing, and we're learning how to process. And we said ask, seek, and knock, and pursue it as if it's lost treasure, because it will become treasure, and you'll get wisdom and insight. He said it's based upon trust and being led. So let's go to Psalm 25, 1 to 15. It's a little bit long, but there's just wonderful truths here. Psalm 25, 1 to 15.
Sure. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in you. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Indeed, let no one who waits on you be ashamed. Let those be ashamed who deal treacherously without cause. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindnesses, for they are from old. Do not remember the sins of my youth nor my transgressions. According to your mercy, remember me for your goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he teaches sinners in the way. The humble he guides in justice, and the humble he teaches his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth, to such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. Who is the man that fears the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way he chooses. He himself shall dwell in prosperity, and his descendants shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will show them his covenant. My eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net.
Yeah. so whenever you're in scripture, by the way, it is to pay attention to particularly words that are repeated and highlighted in the same passage. One thing in this series of verses is it really will benefit you if you wait.
mm-hmm. Yes.
you won't be ashamed. Mm-hmm. If you wait on me, I will get you truth and mercy, and we'll talk about that. And so the word waiting isn't stopping.
Mm-hmm.
And we as Americans take wait as, okay, I just wait here. I'm going to wait at the corner and do nothing.
Right.
No, that's not what the Hebrew word. It's literally dance with me.
I love that, right?
And I'll lead. God said, I'll lead and you follow. But we're moving.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not waiting for any activity because you're going to be active. Rather, it's waiting for God to give you answers and steps along the path
mm-hmm.
that you now know what to do next. And really what it means is this. Wait for God saying, wait for me to direct you. Don't you decide on your own
mm-hmm.
because you're not willing to wait.
Mm.
Well, yeah, but I want an answer, or I want to get this done now, or I want to have right. this occurred, and I'm going to figure this out. And God said, well, this may take a few days,
mm-hmm.
even longer. Dance with me until we get there. Wait, it'll benefit you.
Yeah.
So as we're hearing his voice, it's not little moments of, okay, I got an answer, I'll see you later. I got an answer, I'll see you later. He says, no. Mm-hmm. Waiting is walking with me for me to fulfill everything I'm doing. And by the way, it's a path, not a destination. And what I mm-hmm. what I mean by that is we tend to operate out of as soon as that's known or decided, then I'm good. And he said, well, right. actually, it just means you're on the right path. You've reached a milestone. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
But you got more to go. You got the next thing that has to happen. And I even talked about that with that example of a couple that was saying, you know, should we stay or should we leave? I said, okay, let's assume God answers it one way or the other.
Right.
Stay. Okay, good, I'll stay. Or go. Okay, good, I'll go. And he says, see, it's an empty question because it has nothing to do with the path. Like, okay, mm-hmm. here I am. If I'm going to be staying, what would you have me do here? What do you want me to live like? What do you have to say about this? Or if you want me to go, where am I supposed to go? And then what? And then once we're there, then what? See, it constantly is walking with him. Mm-hmm. And he said, wait, keep waiting for your understanding of being on the right path. And particularly when we come to the forks in the road, I could go left, I could go right. And I just need to know, hey, Father, we got a snowstorm. We could go up. And he could have said, trust me, I'll get you up there. He could have said that. But it wouldn't have been a good idea for me to determine my own test of faith.
Right.
Okay, well, we'll go up and trust God. So why don't you just ask me?
Mm-hmm.
What do you have to say about that? And it wasn't yes or no. It was, I know the answer. I'm going to let you know the answer. And then you're going to have more questions about what's next. And so he said, keep waiting for my guidance and my leading and stay with me as you do that and never take over, basically never take over yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really a beautiful
thing. It's funny as you bring up waiting and how that really means, you know, like dancing with God. My heart's drawn to the wedding that's coming up.
Yeah.
So just knowing that Anna and Ryan want to take, you know, dance lessons for their big first dance and they're looking into that. And it reminds me of when Dan and I were getting married and we actually took ballroom dance lessons up at the Air Force Academy mm-hmm. prior to our wedding and learning how to do this. But there's this picture when you see somebody learning to dance like that, where literally it's a combination of presence and prompting, right? Mm-hmm. Because two people are together and there's this literally where, you know, the instructor would say, okay, Dan put a little pressure on her back. And then as he does that, I know to take this step. And then when he leads back this way, when it would look really ugly is when he would do that and I would decide to do my own thing.
Yeah.
And then I'd go spinning off and maybe he didn't catch me when I went for the dip or whatever, because I'm doing one thing and he's doing something else, right? But when I'm paying attention to the presence and the promptings, what is created is beautiful. And so, like you said, it's not really even so much about the end as the journey. There's this beautiful journey that takes place when you're paying attention, you're tuning into both the presence and the prompting each step of the way and not fighting it and making it your own thing.
Right. That's right. And as he speaks this, he also mentioned twice, he says, I'll deliver to you mercy and truth. And the word mercy is his loyalty to the covenant, is that I'm going to deliver the covenant. I'm going to bless you to make you a blessing. If you wait with me, if you're led by me, if you walk with me, you'll get to the truth, and the truth will lead you to the covenant. And I'm committed to that. You can be assured of this.
Right.
So that as we are seeking, he says, start with an expectation because of who my nature is and my heart for you. I'm going to resolve this and lead you to the covenant in my way that I'll show you, blessed to be a blessing. And he said, now there's lots of different aspects to that. So don't define it yourself, but I will. And he says, your heart is to be led, guided, he says, and directed by trusting me and following me into the truth, and I'll guide you along the path. And guiding is, I know where I'm at, and I know who I'm with, and I'm walking with him, and he's leading, I'm following. What do you have to say? What's your instruction? What are you doing next? What are you going to do next? I'll deliver to you the covenant, and I'll show you that. And then he says, the humble is what's required, and the humility is, I have a heart to be in agreement with God.
Right.
And that is that instead of my will, your will, I'm going to seek your will. All I have to do is have a heart to go. He says, I will then show you the fear of the Lord. And the fear of the Lord is that everything I have to say is true and beneficial. If you learn that, you'll have a heart to go. And he said there's four aspects of that. He says, one, I'm going to show you the way, and it's what he knows and it's what God knows. I will show you the way that I've got set for you. My role is to absolutely show you that way, that path, the steps. That's on me, and all you got to do is listen and receive. He said, then it'll lead to prosperity, and the word prosperity there is abundance in all aspects. So it can include financial, but it'll be relationships. It'll be adventure. It'll be the excitement of what God's up to, of being part of the covenant, blessed to be a blessing. All these aspects. He says, I'll show you that. He says, I'm going to tell you secrets that nobody else knows, and you'll start to realize what they are, one of which, and he says it doesn't become a secret when you know it and can broadcast it, is if you wait on me, it's going to be grand. Now, most people don't think that that's true. He said, when I show you that's true and that secret's true, you'll rejoice, and by the way, you'll help others see the same thing. And then, by the way, I'll demonstrate to you. He says, I'll show you, reveal to you, demonstrate to you the covenant as the end line is I'm going to show you that it's true, that I'm going to bless you to make you a blessing. And not only will I bless you, but it'll be a flow through. I'm going to show you who and how to give it away to, because you're going to be my messenger to continue this process to help others learn how to walk with me. And they get to be, and they get to experience the covenant, and they get to be part of the supernatural, and so it's really remarkable that he says that it's all based on a fundamental desire to process with him, but it's based on trust. And think about again the simple reason why would you surrender your will to God, and why would you trust him?
Because he's God. he knows more than we do. And he is absolutely sinless. That's the other thing. There is this concept. God is holy, 100% holy. That means he cannot sin. If he cannot sin, he cannot sin against me. And I think sometimes people don't trust God because they don't trust that he's not, that maybe he would sin against them in some way, shape, or form, whether they verbalize it that way or not. When we recognize the holiness of God and the goodness of God, we recognize the trustworthiness of God and his faithfulness, right?
Yeah, and faithfulness to remember, he says, I'm going to deliver to you the covenant, the best and none better. So that, and as we're learning this, we are a little bit confused there. It seems like God's against me in a lot of ways. and he doesn't deliver to me goodness because my life isn't that good. Or I got a lot of problems I can't seem to get out of them. And God says, well, the truth is that you haven't learned to walk with me and to hear my voice, and you're still doing it on your own, and you're walking into more difficulty,
right?
And then you're blaming me.
And you're confusing me with that, right?
But I promise you, if you listen to me and follow me and walk on my path, I will deliver the covenant. And when you start to recognize that, it goes from, I wonder if it's going to work. That's a legitimate thing.
Right.
When the disciples, you know, hey, we're going to follow him, I wonder if this is going to work out. Well, they started to learn it was. Why?
Right.
Because he was performing the supernatural, and they got to be part of that. And they recognize, oh my gosh, it's true. Now I want to stay with him. I wondered if I should. Now I want to. Why? Well, because it was proven to be true. And God says, if you stay with me, at first I know you're not sure. If you do and you listen to my voice and follow my path and let me direct you, you'll be proven I'll deliver the covenant. And when you start to see that, you'll never not want to do that. And by the way, you'll tell others it's possible as well, because I'm always willing to wait. I'm always willing to surrender my will. I'm always willing to be humble. Why would I not?
Right. Because, it's who he is.
Yeah, because of who
he is.
He is. And who he promises to be, the goodness of God. And it has to be, and this is, you know, and I even encourage people to go ahead and challenge. It has to be so. If all he says isn't real, and it doesn't translate into real things, it's kind of hollow. And then we're relegated to what a lot of the church says, well, that's just life, and you're going to live a crummy life, and but you get to go to heaven. And God says, no, I'm going to deliver it to you now. And by the way, it continues in eternity, and it's going to be grand. And you get to spend life with me and come and enjoy it now. So we just pray that we'll recognize that processing is being led, being taught, letting him show us. We don't have to be perfect at it, just like you don't have to be perfect in school when your teacher is trying to teach you something. It's just, are you getting it? Stay with me, learn it, and then when you learn it, you have it, and you'll live it, and God will demonstrate that you'll be on the right path. It'll be abundance in all respects. It'll be secret, wonderful secret things. And you're going to experience the covenant. And so, Father, we thank you that that's true. Kathy and I know to be true, and we invite others to come and actually experience it, see what it looks like, and hear your voice and walk with you. And once they do, they would never not, and then they'll want to show others as well. And we thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for sharing, and thank you for joining us, everyone. If today's broadcast has questions for you, go ahead and send them in to us at questions@abideministry.com. We'd love to talk about them, and we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep.
Have a great day.
See you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments, and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.